What never belongs in a trick-or-treat bag? 1-800-330-9999 in Santa and Raven. I was at Walmart, and of course they've got all the candy out. They have all the options out for, you know, starting to stock up and that. Also, FYI, candy is up the sales already 13%.
Yeah. They got to get that money.
Yeah.
They got to get that money, yo. It's their time right now. Plus, we're all, you know, we're compensating.
Yeah, it's okay. It's all right right now.
We're like, oh, Halloween's on the way. 2020, it's been a time. This time I'm getting the extra bag, and that's for me.
Eat all the Snickers. But they were selling, like, for trick-or-treat bags, bags of Cheez-Its. Like, the packets of Cheez-Its. And I was like,
kind of lame. Even if you put a pumpkin on the front of it.
Right. Cheez-Its, I don't think, belong in a trick-or-treat bag. Like, first of all, it's going to get smashed by all the stuff on top of it.
100%.
And it's like, it doesn't seem like something that belongs in there. I really feel like you need to stick to candy when it comes to a trick-or-treat bag, right?
You know, the thing is that when people try and get creative with the Halloween stuff, it really just makes me sad inside. Mm-hmm. I remember as a kid doing that. And you know, as an adult now, I never, any time that there's a situation where they're like, how about these fruit snacks? Or how about this nutritious thing or whatever? I'm like, no.
No.
I'm like, don't do that.
Nobody
wants
that.
The time for that, right? I mean, let their parents worry about that. The worst thing ever in a trick-or-treat bag, an apple. What's with that? What is with an apple? First off, apple, all right, same thing, going to get bruised by the time you get it home. It's soft. There's nothing I hate more, Anna, than a soft apple.
Do you remember the year?
Bruised.
That I was so mad about the previous year. So I used to not have Halloween at my house. I used to go to someone else's house.
Right.
Now I host it. But back in the day, and I had put out, I mean, the most giant bowl of candy.
Right.
I went out. Forgot something at home, ran home. It was 20 minutes later.
Right.
Somebody stole the whole bowl.
You put the honesty, the honor policy up there.
Yeah, please take one piece.
I told you can't do that in a townhouse community. I told you could not do that. Those teenagers are taking you immediately to school.
I learned the hard way. So the following year, to get back at them, I took all my moldy apples from when I went apple picking earlier in the season.
Right.
And I put it in a bowl. And then I also put
beef bouillon.
Chicken bouillon. Chicken bouillons, because the wrappers were gold.
And shiny.
Yeah, so it
people
looks
thought
like
it was candy.
Right? Do you know they took all the chicken bouillon within a matter of minutes?
Right.
I go, what you going to do with that chicken bouillon besides make a delicious broth?
But they left the apples.
They did leave the apples. I'm lucky I didn't get them thrown through my window.
I love apples, man, but they got to be cared for the right way, and Halloween is not the time to disperse them.
1-800-330-9999. What never belongs in a trick-or-treat bag. Saw that Walmart was selling Cheez-It packets for Halloween, and I was like, wait a minute, that doesn't belong in a trick-or-treat bag. Yep. Santa and Raven, 1-800-330-9999. What do you think never belongs in a trick-or-treat bag? But I think anything that's a cracker that you can break easily, that doesn't belong in there.
I told you, I never want to ever see an apple, but also, and I know some people like them, popcorn balls.
Oh.
Popcorn balls, man. First off, how do you know it's fresh? Because they always taste stale to me.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
They're not fresh.
Popcorn that hasn't been, like, made in the last 15 minutes is not fresh, all right? And that's not something that you want. So when you pull that out of a Halloween bag, I mean, it's the only thing it's good for is, like, a brick to throw at your friend.
And the weird part about popcorn balls and stale popcorn is that even though it's disgusting, you can't stop eating it.
Yeah. You eat it anyway.
Anyway.
That's the thing. You have to get rid of it immediately the first day, or when you get to the lower parts of the bag, when it's even staler, you're going to end up eating it.
For me, it was always Dum-Dums. I hate Dum-Dums.
Yeah.
Like, unless it's like a bonus at a grocery store and they're giving you a Dum-Dum.
They give it to you in a bag that also has many other delicious candies?
No. Like, you know, sometimes like the cashiers used to give the kids Dum-Dums. And like, to me, that's okay because that's an unexpected gift. But if you show up to a house and they're putting one of those little tiny lollipops, that little piece of wax paper on the top is certainly going to fall off within 5 minutes. And then it's just going to be
sticking to everything.
Yeah.
There's going to be hair on there.
Then you get the root beer one. Yeah. And who wants a root beer lollipop? It's disgusting.
Well, actually, I'm here for root beer lollipop. I'm not going to lie. I'm not against that one.
We asked on our Facebook page what never belongs in a trick-or-treat bag, and it may be the most amusing conversation I've ever seen in my life.
What's that?
Elaine writes, dots. They get stuck in your teeth like communion wafers stuck to the roof of your mouth.
Yeah, dots. That and taffy, and they're surprisingly harder to chew than you think. Mm. And same thing, anything that has a chewy center but a little bit rough around the edge, that one you think to yourself, same thing. Are these stale?
Kristen wrote, fireballs. The liquor is cool, but not the hard candy. I don't think we should be putting fireball.
You're not handing out nips.
Right. But
I'll go back on that. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to say the Fireball candy's good and the nips are all right.
No, lemon heads and Fireballs. Like, I used to get so sad about that. I used to immediately throw that in the garbage.
What else?
Troy Wright, those pamphlets with Jesus at a petting zoo.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
No pamphlets. Like, come on.
Yeah. Don't. Come on. I mean, they're six, all right? I mean, seriously. They, come on.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What never belongs in a trick-or-treat bag?
I actually have two. One is a toothbrush, and the other one is a thermometer.
Thermometer?
I mean, a thermometer.
This year, I'll take all the thermometers. I'll sell those on the black market for $75 the day after Halloween.
I've never seen the thermometer before, but every neighborhood has a dentist.
Yep.
Every neighborhood has a dentist where there's toothbrushes.
Yep.
It was one of those ones that stuck to the top of your head.
Oh. I would actually like that, to be honest.
Okay. Yeah, the thermometer this year. I mean, it could see a big
resurgence.
Wave.
It could. No one's giving away thermometers this year. No way.
Right, they're hoarding them.
Yeah.
Right. If anything, we're selling them to you for six times what they list for.
All right. I'm actually going to check your temperature before I give you any candy. That's how it's going to work this year. Anna and Raven, what never belongs in a trick or treat bag?
Pencils.
Yeah.
Oh yes, I remember those.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, why?
Mm-hmm.
What? What is that? I mean, why would somebody ever be inclined to hand out pencils at Halloween? Why did that start? Why did it happen?
Yeah.
I have no clue.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't work at the pencil company and they're not Halloween-themed pencils, I hate you. I'm just saying it out loud. I hate that person.
I don't even think they're number two pencils that they give. I think that they're like the cheap number one pencils that you can't even use on your Scantrons.
That sounds fake. I don't even know what a number one pencil is. That sounds fake.
1-800-330-9999. What never belongs in a trick-or-treat bag? It's Anna and Raven. What never belongs in a trick-or-treat bag? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. I was at Walmart and they're selling Cheez-Its in the packets for trick-or-treat bags.
So sad.
I was like, Cheez-Its are great, but they don't belong in a trick-or-treat bag, right?
Right, and let's be honest, too. One of those little snack bags of Cheez-Its, it's never enough. You need a box full of them if you're sitting down to do Cheez-It time. Cheez-Its have their own time. Halloween is a different time.
On our Facebook page and text line, so many people have written raisins, the little boxes of raisins.
Mm-hmm.
Those I feel like are dangerous, too, because they're so easy to open. You know, like, they're not really safe.
They end up getting crushed by the other candy in the bag, and then they open up. And now you've got sticky raisins all over everything.
Nobody wants raisins.
No.
1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven, what never belongs in a trick-or-treat bag?
Spare change.
Oh. Spare change. But this is the year, man. This is the year.
Well, you can't even get spare change.
Fill up the sack with the spare change. Oh. Although, then I just got to, like, bleach the entire bag.
No one's giving away spare change. I mean, when the grocery store is begging for your spare change.
Right.
Plus, like, back in the day when there was spare change, kids used to use that as a weapon. You put a bunch of quarters in the bottom of a pillowcase.
Yeah.
They're coming around you, and they're swinging that thing with vengeance.
Oh, yeah. That's the code red.
Yeah.
They made movies about that, man.
Right.
You're right. It's totally dangerous.
Thank you.
Pennies are disgusting, by the way. Just get rid of them.
And you should never suck a penny. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What never belongs in a trick-or-treat bag?
Cupcake.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's just going to be a mess. Right, even when they're the sealed ones. Like, you know, people used to break out the Hostess. I love Hostess cupcakes. One of my favorite things.
Mm-hmm.
But they never survive it.
No. And I don't like when people give baked goods because I immediately assume that it's poisoned.
Right.
I'm sure they're respectable, nice people, my neighbors, but how am I supposed to know for sure?
Hey, listen, there's a lot of different ways to poison people.
Okay.
Right? Maybe something fell in there. Maybe they didn't wash their hands.
Anna and Raven, what never belongs in a trick-or-treat bag?
Nico wafers.
Do you know that there's a secret group of people that love those? There's like a cult people that look for those wafers and they adore them.
What is wrong with these people?
I don't know.
That's what the internet is for, is to get people like that together so that they can, you know, all talk with each other and have those meetings in secret.
Mm.
We don't need any of that. There's also people that like to make love to balloons, but we don't endorse that either.
What?
Yeah, no, it's a thing.
Okay. And on Raven, what doesn't belong in a trick-or-treat bag?
Any kind of cleaning products. I used to have this elderly woman who lived on my street, and she used to give out bags of, like, homemade soap.
Oh, homemade soap. As an adult,
like
I'm
soap.
Into that. Yeah, I like that as an adult, but as a kid, you're like, what the heck am I supposed to do with it?
I mean, it always looks weird.
Right.
I mean, a spa basket is one thing, but we don't have a day for that.
I'm always kind of freaked out by homemade soap because it's like, well, is it actually going to clean me?
Did they make it in the bathtub like moonshine?
Am I going to get a rash? You know, those kind of things.
Right. Were their hands clean when they made this soap?
And what is she trying to tell the neighborhood kids? That we don't wash?
That's right. It's
smell.
Also good, right?
Yep.
Y'all is funky.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What doesn't belong in a trick-or-treat bag?
Peeps. They got some success during Easter time, and next thing you know, they're going to be around for Christmas, and now what, Halloween? What's next? 4th of July? It's too much.
Peeps. Peeps have been around for a long time, and they have encroached on all the other holidays. You do make a valid point.
I mean, past 1 week or so, they all get rock hard anyways. Mm. It's the same. Yeah. It's the same. Those could be left over from Easter. You're just not aware.
I feel like peeps are just for decorations in Easter baskets.
Right. Yeah. Right. They're showy. They didn't fill space.
You want in on this conversation? Head to our Facebook page. Search Anna and Raven.